Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
Well, I've jotted down two things already that I want to get to later. One is I'm going to put together the Brock Purdy versus Trevor Lawrence stat comparison.
Okay.
The other is Ryan Buckley just told a great story off the air that needs to be heard by the people.
I can't wait. Which probably means we'll get to neither one of those. But
did you hear him?
No.
You didn't hear it?
No. I didn't have my headphones in.
Ryan Buckley, he of white privilege, was once heckling an Atlanta Braves reliever by the name of Ray King.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. He got old, under his skin.
How old were you when you were displaying your white privilege?
I think I was a junior or senior in high school.
Oh. And you know what's great? Ray King called him out on his privilege.
You weren't the first, Sook. It was Ray King.
Wow.
So good.
Dude, your white privilege is ridiculous.
Well, even Ray King recognized
it. It's shown from the bleachers at then AT&T Park.
So we'll get to that later. Right now, it's our Stockwatch. Here is Mr. Buckley.
All right. I'm going to start Stockwatch in the realm of college football, where Cormani McClain, one of the defensive backs from Colorado, is entering the transfer portal and had this to say about his departure.
Change the narrative of everyone's thinking on my name. Be a part of a real and a great program that's going to impact me at my best ability. And yeah, ready to get to a new place and get to work. Yeah, I feel like I just don't want to play for the Clips. I actually want to be involved with a great leading program that's going to develop players. That being said, that'll wrap up all the questions asked from you guys.
So, if you didn't catch that there, he said, I don't want to be somewhere where I'm playing for clicks. A direct shot at his own head coach, Deion Sanders.
Well, he said, I want to play for a real program.
Right.
Yikes.
I mean, I get that the transfer portal era is new, but it seems like the floodgates have opened for Colorado, and they're spiraling very quickly now. Buy or sell that Deion Sanders will be the head coach of Colorado next season.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, this upcoming season?
No.
Getting fired already?
No. This season, I think he makes it, but this time next year.
Yeah. Boy.
Look,
that's a good question, though.
No, he's not.
He could easily leave.
Well, he could leave.
Well, that's part of it.
He'll be fine there. We love to hyper focus on everything that happens with Colorado. Remember that, yes.
Well, he's brought in a bunch of transfers.
He's brought in a bunch. He has lived. No one has embraced the revolving door more than Deion Sanders. So I personally think it's a mistake what he's doing. But like the only reason anyone cares about the McClain kid is because he was a big recruit. He's not any good. And he wasn't any good.
And Deion probably told him that.
Well, that was in my case. Like, everyone, I think at this point we know that if one thing that we know about Deion Sanders is that if you suck, He does not have a problem telling you that you suck.
Do you believe?
So you can sit here and say all you want that, like, oh, I'm not here to play for clicks. You're not here to play because you're not any good.
Oh, no.
This kid was a 3-star kid, no one would be making anything out of this. We do so much of this when a kid is a 5-star, you know, recruit. They don't pan out all the time. So I'm sure that Colorado isn't thrilled that he's leaving, because you always want to accumulate depth. And they have lost a bunch out of the portal, but they've lost. This is just what Colorado does. And he may succeed with it. He may fall on his ass. But nothing about this kid leaving and saying clicks and I want to play for a real program. Get out of here.
They're fighting for clicks. We're fighting for wins.
What are we buying or selling? Whether he is the coach in...
Yeah, I just wonder if this is enough of an indictment on Deion that we're going to hear more of this and that Deion isn't the coach of Colorado. Not this coming season, but the next.
Okay, so I don't think it's an indictment on Deion, because this is just the way of college football now.
Yeah.
And he has embraced it more than anyone. That said, he won't be the coach at Colorado after this season, because I think he'll probably go somewhere else. He'll be spinning his wheels. Like, yeah. It's still, to me, Deion Sanders at Colorado is the single strangest fit coach to program that I have ever seen in my entire life.
Yes.
And I just don't think he's going to be there long at all.
Well, and I still don't know if he's a good coach, and I don't know if he's a good leader of men or anything like that, but I know that he is engaging, that kids are intrigued by him, and he's not for everybody, because he is not going to kiss your ass. And in a world where it seems like a lot of kids want you to kiss their ass, that it's not going to happen with him, and so this may be his downfall, but, you know, we talked about spring attendance. That dude got 42,000 people to show up at the spring.
This year or last year?
Last year.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens this year.
We'll see if the act wears thin. We give way too much credit to a freshman kid who wasn't any good and that is leaving the program and that wants to take shots.
Did you see Deion in his overalls?
Yeah, and his gray beard. The gray beard looks good.
Dude, he's just leaning right into it.
He is.
He was doing his press conference the other day in overalls and a cowboy hat.
He is something else. I don't know if that something else is good or bad, but he's something.
Got your attention. Moving on to the NFL draft. It is, of course, draft week. We've talked a lot about Mel Kiper. Even talked about him earlier today.
Sal.
Well, you don't know. You don't know this yet. We know that one of the quirks about him is that he eats pumpkin pie for breakfast every morning. Well, now we have a new one. This courtesy of the Pardon My Take podcast. Apparently, Mel Kiper doesn't own a cell phone.
You can tell me if this is wrong or a little off. Mel Kiper doesn't own a cell phone and he has 5 house phones?
Yes.
This is Todd McShay.
What?
I've
got 1, 2, 3, 4 different numbers for Mel. And if I want to text, I was just texting the other, if I want to get through to Mel, look at all these texts. Right?
What are they?
It's to Kim.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's to his wife.
And Kim writes back, hey, Todd, how are you? Yeah, I'll ask him. I'm sure he'll get back to you today. I'm like, all right, great. So like, I've got to work through, and I always bust him on that. And the problem is you call the house and Kim will pick up. And like, hey, and I'll talk to Kim for like 10 minutes before I even get to Mel. And then Mel will pick up from a different landline, right? It's not like a cell phone at home. It's like back in like the 80s where it's like you hear another phone. Hey, Todd, how are you? What's going on? You know?
Yeah.
It's definitely a throwback.
Buy or sell, Mel Kiper's doing bits. Like, how in this age with a job like that could you not have a cell phone and have your wife as a go-between with your, like, primary coworker?
Because he's not good at what he does. He's a fraud, and it just...
Kim Kiper, by the way. Looking her up.
Good, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, they're kind of... they're getting up there. Yeah. But
The idea that, again, doing what he does... Can I just say the people that do this that are like, you know what, I don't embrace technology... You're just an ass at that point, and you're bad at what you do.
What if they just like not embracing tech? I mean, I think that's...
No.
Well, but he says he texts the wife to let her know that he wants to get a message to Mel.
That's just...
That's crazy, but if McShay's saying it, it's probably true, right?
Unbelievable.
I mean, I don't really believe that, but maybe...
That's what I'm wondering.
So the guy that we're supposed to believe is tied into all these GMs and prospects and everything still uses landlines. Cool, Mel. Cool.
Well, doesn't he like... I see him a lot on email, right? Because doesn't he...
Probably.
Because agents are like... He's not like a Schefter. He's not like an insider guy.
Right.
He's a mock draft guy, and he does it like once a year. Like, what else does he do for...
I just,
he doesn't need a cell phone for 9 months out of the year. The other 3 months where he's preparing his mocks and doing all this crap, he probably just he emails these. Don't these agents like say, hey, there's, shove my kid up the ladder a little bit.
There's certainly been some.
There'll be $15,000 in your account shortly.
No.
That's all he does. No. You don't need a cell phone for that.
Speculation.
What you need is a routing number.
All right, wait, so Mel Kiper doing bits or not doing bits?
Not doing bits.
This is Mel Kiper.
I think that's legit, and I'm reading about Kim.
I thoroughly enjoy it. You don't need a cell phone. You need a routing number.
Kim runs a majority of his businesses. Or business. Did you know that?
No.
I mean.
Well, if he doesn't have a cell phone, someone would have to.
What McShay is saying checks out with internet. Okay. She has helped publish many of his books as well. Apparently, he doesn't do anything.
Yeah. Go, Mel Kiper.
And they live in... they live in northern Baltimore County, about an hour away from Baltimore. Huh. And they have a pool.
Well, he has
his own studio.
I think Mel's doing just fine for himself.
He eats pumpkin pie.
I will give Mel credit, and anyone like him. That man hustled his ass off to get where he's at. And I give tip of the cap to that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And then finally, we're in the era now where only, I would say, live sporting events and maybe award shows can get us to watch stuff live or otherwise DVR and on-demand culture. Buy or sell... that you would make this special on Netflix, uncensored appointment viewing, and I'll give you the trailer.
The man, the arena, the roast of Tom Brady, live on Netflix. No helmets, no mercy, no Brady rule.
No f***ing problem.
The greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady, live, hosted by me, Kevin Hart, with a lineup of surprise guests.
We're coming for you, pretty boy.
I'm unroastable. Let's go.
So Netflix doing a live, uncensored roast of Tom Brady. Buy or sell, you would make a point to tune in live.
I don't know if I'd tune in live, but I would...
I'd watch it.
I'd watch it.
If I happen to be captive on the couch, I would definitely tune in. When do we know when it is?
It's May 5th.
Yeah.
What day is that?
We'll find out.
Yeah. You're going to be in St. Lucia.
I'm going to be in St. Lucia.
I think that's a Sunday.
I will not be watching it, but
Sunday night. If I'm sitting on the couch to be watching like NBA games or something, I'd flip over to that for sure.
Well, those roasts are, and it sounds like they're getting all the old Comedy Central people because I heard Kevin Hart's on there. I heard Jeff Ross. Look, those people are funny, and Tom Brady's got a lot to make fun of. I mean, they're
They're going to go after his hair.
They're going to go after that. Well, he's got hair plugs. They're going to go after the divorce.
Kissing his kid.
Yeah. They're going to do some mouth kissing. They're going to talk about, you know, Bill. There's a lot to work with there. That's going to be entertaining. 100%.
I'm going to be... My interest level might depend on who the other guests are. I mean, I like the Jeff Ross, the Roastmaster's doing it, but I'm going to see who else is in the mix.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Ryan.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your privilege.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Goldberg Jones, when it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. They sponsor our Stock Watch each Monday. In the news is next. The verdict is in. You remember we talked about this Thursday or Friday?
The roasted nuts.
Yeah, the Vancouver cop who was who took out the perp's genitals and dropped the taser on him, but didn't. She just threatened it?
She just threatened.
Yeah. She's on trial.
The verdict is in.
The verdict is in. Yeah. That's next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.